On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, actress and comedian Lauren Lapkus. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Big fan. And so it's funny because where are you from originally first?
I'm from Chicago. I grew up in Evanston, Illinois, right outside of Chicago. But yeah, I've been out here for like 10 years.
So you've been out here 10 years. How'd you get into acting?
I started as a kid, but like in plays, like not like legit child actor status.
Plays
but
legit?
Well, yeah, but like no, you should see the plays. They were not legit. But yeah, I was doing like children's theater and like theater in high school and stuff. And then I started doing improv when I was in high school. And that's where like I really found my way.
So it's something you always wanted to do.
Yeah, I always wanted to be an actor and comedian and stuff.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's what's working out.
Yeah.
Newest movie, Between the Ferns, the movie, based, of course, on Zach Galifianakis' web series. Were you familiar with it before the role?
I was, yeah. The web series had been out for like, I mean, they've been doing it for like 11 years or something. So I remember when they were first coming out and the videos were so funny. They had like all the coolest people and he's just being so mean to them, which is just a great format.
Which is awesome. Exactly.
Never fails.
So what's the plot of the movie?
So the movie is basically that Zach's character is, Will Ferrell like owns a network and he tells Zach, like, if you get 10 episodes of your show on tape by a certain time, I'll give you your own show on a real network. And so it's a road trip movie where Zach is trying to like get these interviews done. And I play his assistant and I try to keep everything together and it's really difficult.
And how was it working with Zach?
Oh, it's so fun. He's so funny. I mean, he's really like one of those people where like, he lives up to what you want him to be like. He's genuinely hysterical. Like watching him act is amazing. He's so funny. He does physical comedy like on a level that I've never seen in person. Like it's just wild. And then he's just super normal and nice. And like, yeah.
You know what's funny is I saw, and I can't remember what show it was. I don't know if it was a version of a CSI or something, but he was on a show for a minute. He didn't have the beard.
Whoa.
He was really thin and he was like serious guy. I go, is that? Oh, I think, what do I know? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it either.
He did a few seasons on it.
Yeah.
And he did a serious thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he did a serious thing. It was like an Law and Order kind of thing for like a while. And I was like, wow, he is a good actor. And then he's kind of, so it's kind of a trip to see him in that. So were his interviews improvised or you had to have some sort of
The whole movie is like 80% improvised, I would say, which is so cool. So we really had like no script the whole time, which is my ideal scenario.
Yeah.
But he has like a list of questions that have been compiled for the whatever person he's interviewing. But a lot of them he'll go off script and come up with his own stuff too. But he seems to be coming upon a lot of it in the moment because he'll be surprised by some of the
questions. So you got to stay on your toes.
Yeah. It's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And which was your favorite celebrity interview to film?
Oh, there were so many. I mean, we had like Chance the Rapper and Tiffany Haddish and Keanu Reeves, Matthew McConaughey. I mean, there were so many people. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I think Keanu was my favorite to witness because I was kind of starstruck by him. And he's very deep. And
Is he deep? Yes. He strikes me as deep.
He's super deep. He like recited a poem that he wrote for his friend and like got really like artistic with his interview, which was like a different angle than people have been taking. So it was really fun to watch.
I bet.
Yeah. It was cool.
And also in the works, you got a movie called The Wrong Missy with David Spade.
Yeah. It's really fun. So the premise is that David Spade basically goes on two dates, one with me and I'm like a crazy lunatic idiot person named Missy, and then he goes out with like a hot babe Molly Sims who's named Melissa, and then he texts me on accident and invites me to his work retreat instead of her because our names are very similar in his phone.
Oh, how funny.
And that's then I happened. Show up and it's awful. Yeah, and I ruin everything, so it was very fun for me.
Who's funnier, David or Zach?
Oh, I can't compare them.
Asking to pick your favorite kid.
It really is. I mean,
but you picked your favorite kid.
I did. That's true.
That's messed up.
She knows. She knows. But he's a friend of the show here.
He's been on a bunch. Oh, my God. I like have loved him my whole life. So it was so cool to get to work with him. He's somebody who like I just grew up watching on SNL and just always thought was the funniest person. So
yeah,
he's a cool hilarious.
Guy. Yeah, nice guy.
You were also on the first two seasons of Orange is the New Black and got to make a little appearance in the final season.
Yes.
It was nice to get a little closure with that character.
It was really nice. I mean, I think that's so rare that you actually get to have a moment like that on a show. Like, and especially when like people get the chance to write a show knowing it's going to end, they can kind of tie up a bunch of loose ends.
Yeah.
My character was fired like really unceremoniously by my boss in the second season. And it was kind of like, you know, looking back, it was kind of a Me Too sort of thing. So they were able to write that in and have my character kind of get a bit of, I don't know, a nice, at least a nice little bow on the end.
There you go.
Moment. Yeah.
There you go. And you got so much going on. I want to make sure I get to a bunch of it. You're also part of this HBO show, Crashing. I know it wasn't renewed for a fourth season, but did that come as a surprise? Because that
I don't know. I mean, it was buzz. Yeah, it was doing well. I really have no idea like how anything works like that. So it's just like I'm like, call me if you're doing it. Yeah. I'd love to be a part of it. But yeah, that was a really fun show. We got to shoot in New York, and all these great comedians were in it. And yeah, I played Pete Holmes' wife who leaves him. It's based on his real life, and I got to yell at Pete Holmes, which is
fun. That's always fun. Yeah. And you were in a bunch of episodes of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
as a comic book and Star Wars super. Fan. So, yeah. That's a fun cast too.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of that stuff in real life by chance? Or?
I'm really not, but interestingly, I'm starting a new podcast where I watch Star Wars for the first time. I've never seen any Star Wars things at all. And so my friend Nicole Byer, who's the host of Nailed It, she's a comedian, she's so funny. We're going to do it together, and we both have never seen it.
You both have never seen it.
Well, we can maybe upset some people who are super fans or maybe not. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Are you starting with episode one or starting with four?
Four. But we're already mad at that. Why does it start with four?
So we don't even know. No, right. By the way, back in 1977, you're right. They started at four.
What does that mean?
Mid-war and the whole thing. You're right. Now as an adult, I'm like, why did they start with four?
I'm going to be honest, though. You could probably skip one through three.
Well, I'm not going to be able to. Well, great. Now I have a lot ahead of me. I'm looking
at. You got a time commitment. That sounds like fun, though.
Much time.
And you've also got this comedy Bang Bang live tour going on this month. What are those shows like?
Yeah. Oh, God, it's so fun. We do characters, like improvised characters for just a conversation. We usually have like a celebrity guest who's themselves. Uh-huh. They're not in character. And then myself and a few other comedians will come out in character and just talk to them and have conversations that make no sense. And people enjoy it. So
who are some of your characters?
Oh, I have a character named Big Sue. She talks like this. She loves pizza. She likes a very specific kind of pizza that she likes. It's a round pie with sauce, some cheese on top.
I love her. Yeah. Who else?
I got Pamela from Big Bear. She's a meth head. She will go off on you. She's not a fan of masculine men. She wants to take them down.
She rocks. That's great.
Yeah. I got Whitney Peeps, who's a pop star. She's a singer and she sings really amazingly. She's very tan, but only on her face. She's a lot of bronzer.
I feel like we've had that pop star in here.
Yes, I think we have. I just got serenaded. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Before you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
And you have to answer as one of the characters.
Okay, yeah, I can say in character if you want.
Oh, please, whichever you'd like.
Okay.
Go to karaoke song.
I like to sing a little bit of Tom Petty.
Movie you've seen the most.
I only watch Blue Jasmine. That's the only film I've ever seen. Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
I always loved, what's that guy? Rodney Dangerfield.
I love Rodney. Go-to cocktail.
I just drink straight piss.
It's supposed to be good for you.
It is good. It's good. Huh? It's like you do it when a jellyfish stings you. It's good inside.
And what show should get rebooted next?
Oh, Mary Tyler Moore. I miss her. But it has to be her doing it.
Perfect for Halloween. In the meanwhile, watch Between Two Ferns, the movie, on Netflix. And you can follow her on Instagram. @LaurenLafgas. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much. That was fun.
On with Mario Lopez.